This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
No matter what's on your plate or your mind this holiday season, the UPS Store wants to help. With our pack and ship guarantee, we're helping gifts arrive safely to guarantee more.
They know me so well. Picture perfect gift.
We're helping guarantee more smiles with our pack and ship guarantee. If we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Stop by your local The UPS Store for holiday help shipping holiday gifts. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details.
This is The Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
What's up? Thanks for listening as we head into Powerball weekend. Forget the NFL. Football never gave me a shot at $1.7 billion. Think I'll put down $2 for a chance at riches. Hey, other than that, well, always stuff going on. The Toronto Film Festival is starting and just learned Denzel's name is actually Denzel. Denzel Jr. Yeah, he told Jimmy Kimmel on his show that his mom actually started calling him Denzel because she would call Denzel and he and his dad would walk in. Now, I don't watch late night shows much, so actually, you know, seeing that clip online really just reminded me of all the interesting things we learn on the World Wide Web. Yeah, like musicians telling all these behind the scenes backstories, Denzel. Yeah, all the instructional hack videos on how to turn bananas and eggs into plant fertilizer. I'm stuck on this one long-haired dude's Facebook videos. You have leftover pineapple peels? Don't throw them out. Make tea. Always says don't throw it out. This dude would have us all hoarding fruit peels and eggshells, but I love it.
My favorite stories of the day.
If a person buys a gun legally and then sells it to someone who cannot legally own a gun or didn't go through the proper channels, then the person who turned around and sold the gun after buying it is known as a straw purchaser. And if caught, could get prison time just like the buyer. Well, at the University of Central Florida's library last Thursday, nobody buying or selling guns, but News 6 Orlando is reporting a 23-year-old student did basically fess up to being a straw purchaser or recorder, to be specific, because cops tell News 6 a woman caught a cell phone of his pointed right up her skirt while she was studying at a desk. She then tried to see what he recorded while he tried to hide it, and cops say she tried harder and saw some footage up her own skirt, so reported him. And police say he told them it was his job to record up women's skirts, explaining there are communities of people looking to buy this stuff, and he sells. Straw purchaser of pervy porn. The university told News 6 they are investigating, but the 23-year-old student was arrested, posted bond, and ordered to stay out of UCF's library for now. Hey, people have their own kinks, and that guy is accused of feeding a perverted one that invades the privacy under these women's skirts. But other kinks are not as illegal or invasive, so, you know, don't want to come off like I'm yucking someone's kinky little yum if it's not illegal. Like a foot fetish. Some people like feet. A lot. You know, from the little piggies to their toenails and smells, it's their thing. Like sneakerheads. Yeah, they love spending hundreds and up to thousands of dollars to cover them up with sneakers. Now, combining sneakerheads with foot fetishes might not be such a big stretch after all, because local 10 News Miami is reporting a 28-year-old guy did just that. At a hotel, the Sunday before last, in the Miami suburb of Aventura, a woman told cops she met up with the 28-year-old at the hotel to sell him a pair of used sneakers, but says when she got there, he just wanted to put his nose on her feet and get a whiff. And News 10 talked with the woman. She told them she was not down with that, so said no and left. And she says that dude then ran out of the room, jumped in his SUV, and ran over her. Hit her with his SUV. Now, she was not seriously hurt, though. Avoided that and called police, who arrested the guy last Thursday the 28th. And that's when investigators say they realized they were looking for this dude already. They say they had other cases of the same stuff happening. A sneaker sale turned foot sniffing, which could be a way to check if the shoes he's buying would smell good, but I'm not sure he used that as an alibi. They charged him with aggravated battery. Well, it sounds like somebody with a Maserati in Southern California's Orange County was about to make a lot of people crack up laughing, but was arrested for it. Yeah, Tustin police posted pictures for proof on their Facebook page showing officers found almost 90 boxes of nitrous oxide canisters in them. Laughing gas. Yeah, the boxes filled up the entire passenger side and much of the driver's side, so not sure if the owner was even able to push aside the box canisters of laughing gas to drive. But then again, you know, driving with nitrous oxide, that's not the problem. Cops tell KTLA TV5 that it's a misdemeanor offense to even have laughing gas, so no laughing matter. He was arrested for that, but Maserati car lovers, they would probably want him arrested for junking up the luxury sports sedan interior with all those colorful boxes. And we'll stick around Southern California because NBC4 Los Angeles talked with a guy in West Hollywood who lost his suitcase for a bit last Thursday at LAX. Now, NBC4 is reporting he had just flown back in and was waiting at baggage claim, but never came or, you know, around the carousel. So he called up his phone's AirTag app to track the bag and saw it was moving out of the airport. And so that's when he ran after it, then called police after seeing it went to a building about a half mile away. Cops met him. They went inside and said they found some homeless guy stole his bag. Yeah, they say by that point, his clothes were scattered around in different rooms where other homeless folks were, apparently. Now, cops think the guy who stole it is the one who came out wearing some of the bag owner's clothes. Yeah, bad time for a police lineup. The bag owner had no trouble pointing out his gear on that guy who was arrested. While the man told NBC4 he got about 90% of his clothes back and suggested those of us who travel should get some sort of bag trapping app to help in cases like this. Some airlines at some airports will sometimes give the wrong baggage claim carousel to go to, so yeah, that could help in those cases too. Good idea. Back in a moment. But before the break, let's track the jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams Podcast Mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
5-5-5-5.
My cracking and butts. It's what we do for you.
Enjoy this brief moment of peace. Thank you for manifesting this peace into being.
And now for the world around us.
Has anyone noticed how people who are doing wrong will sometimes turn around and claim they are the victim? You know, because someone had the nerve to stop them from doing wrong? Well, the Winnipeg Free Press newspaper in Canada ran a story on a guy, 36-year-old guy, who just filed a lawsuit a few weeks ago against some grocery store workers. And that is because, as he explained in the lawsuit's claim statement of claim, he went into their grocery store in Winnipeg last year and stole someone's jacket that had their wallet and car key fob in a pocket. Says he took the loot home, but then thought about it and went back to steal the car since he had the key fob. But the car was boxed in, so he could not drive off, and the car alarm went off. So store workers ran outside and beat him like he stole something, like he did. Punched him, kicked him, and later found out one of them hit him upside his head with a hammer. Winnipeg police actually said they followed a blood trail to his home not far away to arrest him for stealing the jacket with the wallet and keys and for trying to steal the car. Now, the 36-year-old spent a day in the hospital and then was charged with theft. However, Because he says he now has nerve damage, permanent hearing and vision loss, migraines, insomnia, and panic attacks on top of constant fear and feelings of worthlessness. All in his statement of claims, his lawsuit basically now blames the store workers for his loss of enjoyment of life. Loss of enjoyment of life is a quote from the claim. Now, cops say the enjoyment of life, of his life at least, has been explained by his 17 prior convictions for property theft offenses. And the Winnipeg Free Press found a pre-sentence report for another theft that he was convicted of after that beatdown he got for last year's. And that report quoted him as saying he had been the head of a theft ring that made over $1 million a year and hoping for more payouts from various things, including the lawsuit against the grocery store staff. They say he just gave up the game, which all makes him his own worst victim. Back.
Remember when we all knew that milk does the body good and we passed it on? Or how the only question on our mind at some point in the day was, got milk? We were strong, healthy, and full of vigor. But now, ooh, bubble guts. We have clumpy soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, and coconut milk. And they all come from fine plants and trees, but not one of them comes from nature as nature intended. So trust nature, the way nature wanted us to, and drink milk from cows, not mom. That would be gross. Cow's milk. It still does the body good.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, but first, sort of a side note, Giorgio Armani died at age 91. And you know you made a mark when you don't have to put a title in front of the name. We all know Armani, even if he's not in our closets. So you have to think he'll be honored at New York Fashion Week, which starts next Thursday, the 11th, for next spring and summer styles, which apparently includes visible bra straps. To hear the New York Times' Ask Vanessa explain after someone asked Vanessa where the trend came from and if it'll go away. That person apparently never noticed until now, but Vanessa did point out visible bra straps have been a stylish thing since the 90s, and now they're back. Proud, loud, out in the open, and as for when the style will get old and go away once again, well, no telling as far as what a fashion columnist knows, but some popular high school teenage girls, oh, they will, well, roll their eyes and laugh at us old folks asking, but whenever they start hiding their straps, oh, then fashion designers and magazines will follow. They'll start hiding them too. We also started showing off our boxers, saggy pants, late 80s into the early 90s. Well, that's still going on, even with belts. Yeah, dudes can't even run with their pants under their butts. But on the bright side, hey, there's a bright side to this. People are cleaning their dirty drawers, making sure they're not showing off any stains still. As all fashions go, one day the exposed boxers and bra straps will go, eventually back to being underwear. But then what? I mean, we were wearing shorts over sweatpants in the 80s. Can that one come back?
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
We'll get to celebrity birthdays next.
A moment of peace.
Safari over. Grab that mic and recorder. Let's go. Simba, it is all yours, buddy. Let's get the hell out of here. Got me messing with these cats.
The comedy gold right here, right now, from Slammy Sammy.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm kind of sad today. Good friend of mine, Jamaica Jones, got into a terrible accident the other day. Now, Amanda left her, took the dog, cat, bird, and the goldfish. Jamaica is looking for a man. It's hard. Ever seen a one-eyed woman cry?
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 5th. Edmund in the Chronicles of Narnia, now a political advisor in the UK's Conservative Party. Actor Skander Kanes, 34. Actor Rose McGowan, 52. Frank Zappa's son, actor and guitarist Dweezil Zappa, is 56. En Vogue, singer Terry Ellis, Houston product, is 62. Actor and comedian Michael Keaton, late 80s Batman, is 74. Kathy cartoon strip creator Kathy Geiswhite is 75.
Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight.
Singer Al Stewart is 80. And Maria in the original Broadway run of West Side Story, actor Carol Lawrence is 93. And on Saturday,
make you glad you came. The sun goes down.
The Wanted singer Max George will be 37. Il Nana rapper Foxy Brown will turn 47.
Hey, yo, we light a candle.
Nori, rapper and nowadays Drink Champs podcast host Noriega, love his show, he'll be 48. Actor Naomi Harris, 49. And fellow English actor Idris Elba, string a bell, will turn 53.
It's happened to me.
Singer CeCe Peniston will be 56.
Swaying on me, I catch myself saying.
Singer and occasional actor Macy Gray, love Macy Gray, she will turn 58. Actor and dancer Rosie Perez, 61. Yeah, dancer, do the right thing. Actor, comedian, beatboxer Michael Winslow, you know, the cop in Police Academy movies, making the sounds with his mouth. Yeah, he'll be 67. And so will Jeff Foxworthy, the actor and comedian, will be 67.
All in all, you're just a
Pink Floyd, co-founder, bass guitarist, singer-songwriter Roger Waters will be 82. Then on Sunday, the 7th, actor Jonathan Majors, all good with Megan now, he'll be 36. Actor Evan Rachel Wood, she'll be 38. Boo Boo Kitty, in Jay and Silent Bob movies, or Justice. Actor Shannon Elizabeth, 52. Model Angie Everhart, 56. Comedian, actor, former SNL cast member Leslie Jones, 58.
I'm special. So special.
The Pretenders, singer Chrissy Hynde, will be 74, with a brass in pocket. The voice of Marge in The Simpsons, actor Julie Kavner, 75. Singer Gloria Gaynor, well, gaining a lot of political stress lately. She'll turn 82, though, Sunday. And saxophonist Sonny Rollins will be 95. Yeah, sometimes you gotta let it breathe, especially if you want to be happy. Then on Monday,
joining my hand, the other one on the wheel.
Rapper Wiz Khalifa will turn 38. Singer-songwriter Eric Hutchinson, 45.
What about love? What about trust?
Singer Pink will be 46. Hey, old dog and menace to society, actor Lorenz Tate, 50. Big 5-0, fitness personality Brooke Burke, 54. And actor David Arquette, also 54. LaVert, singer Mark Gordon will be 61 on Monday. Damn, I miss Gerald LaVert. And ventriloquist Willie Tyler with his puppet Lester will turn 85, back from the 70s and 80s. And that's it for another Real Pod Newscast. Thanks, as always, for listening and hope you're enjoying it. And please, hit me up with any comments, critiques, questions about what song was that. I've gotten a few of those over the years. But hey, check out the show's website too, realpodnewscast.com. Email, link at the bottom. And enjoy the website's old 90s look that I did myself. Enjoy it now. I finally hired some pros to get it looking right. That's on the way. So for now, have a great weekend. Back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Show Enough Productions. And for more, hit up the website, realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Oh, Armani. Show Enough.